July 28, John 9:31. Jesus says, the power of doing the will of God. It makes God unable to refuse us anything. Given the majesty of the Lord, he cannot be said to become the servant of obedient man, but the Most High, in the face of his obedient servant, really seems to want to surpass him in promptness, and, in all that is good, he hears him with prompt solicitude. It is not many prayers that obtain results. It is doing the will of God. Prayers and resistance to this will mean nullifying prayers. Out of justice, how can you demand that God bend to your wills desiring something, when you do not bend to the wish of his asking you for something else? Consider how much power obedience to his will exerts on God's heart. I did not redeem you with any act of my own. I could have, because I was God, like the Father, and everything is possible for God. I could, then, have cancelled out the sin of the world with one word alone, just as I cancelled out the infirmity, sin, and death of individuals. But to teach man, to become a son of God again, I, God becoming man, wanted to redeem through obedience to God's will. And consider what obedience mine was. When I had consummated it totally, heaven then opened upon fallen man, and forgiveness emerged. Disobedience had disinherited man. Obedience made him an heir again. All that is eternal and infinite became yours again through obedience. Learn, then, the way to be heard. To do the will of God out of love for him. Go in peace.